Blog Talk Radio.
All the true worshipers, we don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that is.
As we supposed to work. So we're excited about that. Let's keep in mind, we said the
Dr. Lowe, we focus on relationship issues. Now, if you want to be a part of it, the call in number is 334-857. Sorry. You know, I'm thinking about local, so I had to get it together. 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to make a call directly to the office at 334-467-7236. Now, for tonight, as we want to begin to chat, we want you to call in to the call in number. Now, you can do two things. Call in, listen to the show, and if you have any opinion, you have a comment, press 1, and we'll identify you on that call-in number by your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to join us by telling us who you are, your location, and what's your comment and question. So, again, it's going to be exciting tonight. You also can go to the web. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Wave Production. Just keep in mind, you can also tweet the show. You can tweet it as at Lorenza D. Smith 15, as well as at Dr. Lowe Show, or at Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Check us out. We're ready to talk with you in form and effect. If you want to email the show, you can go to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. We've got many ways you can connect with us, so we're really excited about you being a part of this tonight. We appreciate the individuals who join us on Facebook as well as Instagram. I have to make sure I let those individuals on Blog Talk Radio know how they can come and connect to Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/Dr, which is Dr. L. D. Alberto. That's D-E-A-L. D-E-R-T-O Smith. Or you can go to Instagram, and that is Coach Dr. D-R Lorenza D. Smith 15. So those are the ways that you can connect with us. So again, we're so excited to make sure we have this opportunity to bring exciting show tonight. Now, I expect some people to call in, maybe some of the co-hosts from my other shows to call in, so I look if they're going to be able to do it. Now, it might be a communication gap here because when I look back, I've noticed that it was said 8 o'clock is scheduled for 7 o'clock. And we want to make sure they know that by just coming on. We have several individuals that are always joining me. They're co-hosts at the other 7 shows that I have, or either co-hosts at simply 1 or 2 shows. So they always want to sit up, share their thoughts, and I appreciate having them. Okay, tonight's topic is, we're going to say the title of the show is Black Women Don't Cheat. And this is sort of like a spinoff from the Ministry Shannon show, another show that I produce that is, we bring that to you on Thursday. It won't be this Thursday, it'll be next Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard. It's the host of the show is Ministry Shannon People, as well as co-host Elder Kendall McKnight. And they have some outstanding topics they talk about. But last time, their topic was Black Men Don't Cheat. So we're going to come at you in a different way. We're talking about the black woman. So we want to make sure you play a part of, again, the call-in number. I want you to join us now. Just don't sit back and don't be a part. If you're on Facebook, call in. Share your point of view. Because I'm going to say some things you may not agree with me. But that's fine. That's what it's all about. It's a vehicle to communicate. Communication for understanding, not talking, and I'm telling you what exactly is. Your point of view is more important to me, and sometimes it's the things that I'll be able to say because you have wisdom, and I feel like we both can communicate on this matter. Again, black women don't cheat. And we got several topics we're going to touch on tonight, and we want to make sure we share all the points of view in regards to cheating. We're going to start off by making sure we look at some things in relation to what is cheating. We want to define cheating. There are several different definitions for cheating, and I wanted to pull out a couple of them. One of them is, you already know. You know what cheating is. It's an act of dishonesty. The individual is being dishonest with you. He's unfairly or she's unfairly in order to gain an advantage. That's what cheating is. You do something dishonest, unfairly to gain advantage. So let's talk about it in a relationship. How does cheating play a major part in a relationship? Now, as I give you that definition, I want to share several other things dealing with cheating. Now, for example, we just gave you a definition of cheating. Act dishonestly, unfairly, to gain an advantage. Now, cheating in a relationship is simply put like this. Physically, you decide that you want to carry out a intimate act with someone. Even though you have a partner, you have a wife, and you decide you want to carry an intimate act with someone, this is cheating. And we have to keep it in mind. Now, it happens more or less, not only just with men that we talked about in the other show, it happens with women as well. There's some statistical data out there, and I'm going to share with you a little later, but I want to give you some of that meat so we can put it on the phone, and we'll talk about certain things we have set up within this show to talk about in regards to black women don't cheat. You know, that's something you think about. Do they really cheat? You had heard several times on show about cheating. We don't look at cheat. Black women say we don't look at cheat. But I did because it was revenge. Oh, he cheated. So our point is to make sure we share all of those points and all about a relationship, a secure relationship, and see how cheating can easily slip into the pit. That definition. Also, you want to look at the types of cheating. And we want to talk about those before I get into exactly what we want to talk about in regards to the signs of cheating, of a woman cheating, or looking at the self-pleasure. Is it cheating or not? We're going to get into it now. It's no filter here. You got a problem, you know, fine. It's good. I want you to continue to check us out. I want you to be a part of it. Now, but you feel like it's a little strong for you, that's all right. You know, you got ways of minimizing yourself. So we want you to be with us. So you can call in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. And when you call in, you got comments, just press 1. I'll identify the last 4 digits of the cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you who you are, where you're calling from, and what's your comment. What's your question? Okay? As we was talking about the types of cheating, as we're going to get started, when we start talking about signs of cheating, you got to know the types of cheating. Well, how can you identify the signs of cheating in a woman cheating or a man cheating? But we're talking about women. Like, unless you understand the types of cheating, there are several forms of cheating. One of them is flirting. And I've had a challenge, and I have several individual research based that challenge that flirting is not cheating. And we want to look at exactly what they said. Denise Knowles says that flirting is never cheating outright, but if you decide to carry it beyond the flirting part and get into an intimate situation, you are now cheating. Agree or disagree? You are now cheating. That old saying that I'm a window shopper. But if you window shopping and have that in your mind and have that thought where it's causing you to be a part of it. See, I got a call in here. It's bothering me when I get calls. It throws my program off, and you know. Individuals, if you just join the show, be a part of it. Don't try to call me right now. Just try to check the show out because I use all of my technologies to present my show to you. So look at it. Flirting. Is it cheating? Most experts said no. What do you say? Tell me what you think. Is flirting or flirtation cheating? That's one of the questions. In my mind, if you're going to get out there and you get emotionally attached to someone through the flirtation act, pretty much, and put yourself in a cheating, because you don't have that. The intimacy of a conversation, or intimacy of a mind, when you're touching each other, you now begin flirting and touch on some part that might become emotional, which is the second form, emotion. Emotional cheating. You're flirting around, you plan around it. No, you haven't gotten to the point that you're intimate but to become intimate in your thoughts. And when you're intimate with your thoughts, you have a tendency to transfer that from one person to the other. That person sees you as a person they want to be with. They're dreaming about having a moment with you which might be intimate. That's what happens. So we can say flirting can fall in that category. So be careful how you do that. Understanding that flirting could not only lead to cheating, flirting is cheating. You don't have to agree or disagree. I just personally believe when you begin to connect the minds and having some of these thoughts of being with one another, the person be with you and they walk away from you, and that's all they can think about is being with you and you doing the same thing, even though you have a mate, even though you have a significant other, or even though you have a spouse, and you have to keep it in mind. So you can fall in that category of cheating, emotional cheating. Flirting leads to emotional because you get involved with that person, develop feelings for that person. You don't hear you going down at work, you're telling me every day, oh, you look so nice, and the person really don't get at you often, and then you're doing it, and they take it, and they go with it, and it puts you in a situation that you probably prefer not to be in. Get out on the job to work. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you're trying to share with people. Some people take the little small kindness, words of kindness, to get it as a personal thing. And that's where we begin to cross over, when we begin to work, when we begin to get emotional, we get involved with them, and we all caught up, and we're able to step across the line. Because at some point, that might be things may not be going well, and this person is paying more attention to you than you're getting attention at home by your significant other. Just keep it in mind. Be careful your communication. Be careful your emotions. Get your emotions involved with other people. And the other one is physically. You know what physically you might get involved if you go to the point where you decide that I'm going to be intimate with that person. For me, it won't know. You remember, my wife won't know. My spouse won't know. My significant other one, my husband won't know. All those people won't know. But the thing about it, once you try to get that unfair advantage, instead of making sure you keep in mind that you are in a relationship. A relationship is all about respect. A relationship, a healthy relationship, is all about respect. A healthy relationship is all about communication. A healthy relationship is all about connection. So when you get to the point where you are not looking at those things, you begin to look at those three things with somebody else, then you have a problem. You have a big problem. And that problem is you now caught up in a situation, you get physically involved with that person. So you go to intimacy. When you go to intimacy, now you really step across the line. Once you get across the line and transfer a spirit, your spirit and their spirit, a lot of times it's hard to kind of break that. You're looking for an unfair advantage. It's an act of dishonesty. And we have to keep that in mind. As I stated in here, when we talk about relationships, you know, sexual betrayal of your partner, your significant other, your spouse. So as a man or a woman, if you have stepped across the line, and I have some data to kind of support some of the thoughts in regards to that, and I'm going to give you that data quickly, then we're going to go to what we look at as six types of cheating that a woman may be doing. The data stated was done research based in 2015 by the Journal of Marital and Family Therapy, says that despite 90% of Americans believing cheating is morally wrong, the study shows that 74% of men and 68% of women admitted to having an affair, admitted they've been cheating. This is based on the study done by the Journal of Marital and Family Therapy, 2015. And they're changing now. The numbers are changing in 2019. Could be a little different, but we're going to be based on that study and what that study said. So, black women don't cheat. That's not it. Just think about the number. That's a general statement of everybody when it says 68% of women. Now, the point is to go research and see how many black women that were part of that. We're just saying black women don't cheat. But you got to understand what falls in that category. Again, whether it's flirting, whether it's emotionally, or whether it's physical. Now, you want to be a part. I do want you to be a part of this. Make sure you call in at 347. And I want to chat with you. 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify with you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Again, I'm going to ask you your name, your location, and that help me. Your comment, your question. Back in the chief. The 6-5. As the data that showed that 68% of women, whether it's revenge sex or whether it's a sense of emotional or physical, 68% out of that study that was done. Something to think about. And I want you to, you know, you got an opportunity. Go to your computer. Check it out and see exactly what it says. Do black women cheat? Do black women cheat? Put them in that category of 68%, but I said 60% of our black women does cheat. 74% of our black men do cheat. Agree or disagree? Here's how to recognize some of the signs. 6-5, that you pay close attention. If your woman receives strange calls at night or anytime, calls are coming in, they're taking the phone, it's not mastered by me doing it, taking master that thing or hiding those women do it as well. You're asleep in the bathroom on the telephone, train the call, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock. Mom always told me, call that come that late, pray to God that there's nothing that happens. Family members clean. But if you're taking a call and have to go to the bathroom, something wrong with that call. It's like you got to be aware of men. Black men or black women don't cheat. That's the title. The next thing is, he acts weird around you. You say, what are you talking about, Doc? Well, first of all, so when you're trying to be lovey-dovey, kissing on her, you don't want to really kiss on you. You may not be interested in you anymore. You're not necessarily cheating. You may need to check yourself. Check your relationship out and see if it's a healthy relationship. You know, I want to just kind of take a step over before I go to the next form and talk about those types of relationships and what a healthy sign of a real good relationship. And I want to do this because we did this in season 2 and we talked about it. We got to give you something to work. For example, healthy tips in a relationship, a sign. You're with somebody who falls in the category and understands self-love. I just believe you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. It's so important. Number one is self-love. I'm going to it because if you're not feeling comfortable in your skin, now you're looking to get some kind of advantage, unfair advantage. May lead to you looking for confident individuals give you compliments, individuals give you other things, give you little gifts, telling you things that work. If you're not in love with your skin, you're self-love. Number one. Number two is trust. If you have a trust issue with another person as a woman, then you're going to move to the direction to feel like I can do it too because he's not doing right. I might be able to do what I need to do, get that unfair advantage. But trusting yourself and trusting your mate, your partner, the significant other, is important for a healthy relationship. Number three, honesty. You know, I can remember many years ago, I was in a relationship with a young lady, and she would say this all the time. All men lie. That was a premise when she's around you. All men lie. I can't tell you why that person was saying that, but that's a red flag right there. You don't believe you can be honest. So if a woman can fall in that category and don't have that honesty, and you can't feel like she's going to be honest with you, you have to consider that as being unhealthy for you. Unhealthy, honesty. They say whatever comes out is so powerful. It's the difference between life and death. Something. So if you want to live the truth, speak it. Be honest. And it's important to a relationship. So be honest with the person you have made a commitment to, because if you're not honest, you're going to move to a step of disrespect toward that person. You're not going to be caring about them, loving, and you're sort of like in a cyclone. You're just spinning around and not doing very much to be successful. Number four, communication. You know, I just believe that's so important. We're talking about this, for example, if you on the phone with somebody else, is number one, I gave you about one of the signs, you know, getting a strange call at night. You're communicating with somebody else, but you're not communicating with your partner. You're not communicating with your mate, your spouse. That relationship is not healthy. So important. I have always said my hashtag, #4 understanding. And that's number four. Four understanding. I just believe when you understand how to communicate, you have no problem. When you're communicating, it works towards you developing a strong relationship, and you don't have a tendency to sway off and go anywhere else because you now understand each other. Communicate for understanding is we're talking, and I want you to be a part of the conversation. That's why I want you to call in 347-857-4192. I'm not just talking to you. I want to talk with you. So I communicate for understanding. I'm going to talk, and I'm going to be quiet, use that great skill of me, and allow you to do the same. And we're going to come to terms in some cases that we are great traditions. But still, we're going to walk away still with a clear consciousness about exactly what's going on in our relationship. And there's no need to go out and do some of the things. You won't have to go out and seek that communication from someone else. When you're seeking that communication from someone else, you're putting yourself in a situation to cheat. I just believe when people say, well, he don't talk well to me at home. If you sit out and maybe have a conversation and try to talk to that person, let them know how you feel, you don't have to go seek that communication from someone else. You had it there. So you can say, if we're not communicating, I'm going to find somebody to communicate. And if they talk to school enough, then lead me to possibly cheat. And a lot of times, both genders use that. But more so, when we're talking about comparing, like the black men don't cheat, the black men go out and they will cheat. They go down if they're not conversating at home, communicating at home with their wives or their significant other. They're gonna go down and speak to Sally House, because Miss Sally's gonna be down there. She's gonna be ready to talk to you and tell your problems to her. And now she's getting emotionally attached to you. Now you got a sense of intimacy, which would be led to, it might be of the mind and that spirit and the soul. You have to keep that in mind. So be careful that you work on communication. And the last one is connection. If you don't have a connection with a person, I really think you need to do as we say on our show, and a lot of time my co-host and other shows join me. So I always say, and it was told to me many years ago, when things are not working out right, and you know there's no end to it, they said, when a person show themselves, leave what you see and run as fast as you can. Because if you stay around there, not going to be much. So when you don't have that connection, whether it's anymore or not, you need to step away. And when you try to find that connection somewhere else, whether it's on the job or whether it's just going to places you want to go, and I tell everybody sometimes girls trips and dude trips, and you going there, what are you going on? You're going to have fun, but sometimes you go speak some things that you're not getting at home. My topic, black women don't cheat. Give me some plan. I'm giving you two signs. Those are the five relationships that you should work on to make sure you don't fall in the category of eventually cheating. You can be in the category of black men don't cheat, black women don't cheat. Five signs of being self-love. Trust. Honesty. Communication. And connection. If you can put your hand, wrap your hand, your thought process around those five and work very hard, you will fall in that category of black men don't cheat and black women cheat. Now, let's move to the other. There's four more signs that he might be cheating. You don't believe they should, but he might be cheating. Number three, she's too quiet. She's too quiet. She used to talk to you about everything. Not anymore. Because she talked to somebody else. That's able to listen to her. See, we got to understand, remember, communication, communicate or understand. When you get in a situation with your other or with your spouse, partner, whatever you want to call it, you make sure you're always listening before you start running your mouth and trying to drown someone out or trying to control the narrative all the time. You just cannot control the narrative. Do not attempt to do that, because it's not beneficial for you, and it's definitely not beneficial to the relationship, to the marriage. Just keep in mind. So I always want you to keep it. You know, she's not talking to you anymore. She's talking to somebody. She's talking to her best friend. Do you believe that? She's talking to her best friend. And remember, best friend. And we're going to talk about those tiers of a relationship as well, so you can determine whether or not acts are going on within those tiers that leads to believe that in your mind, like when you don't. Number four, she doesn't want to be around you anymore. Isn't that a sign? Is no clearer than that? She has lost interest. She don't see you as a person to start it off. You know, I was many years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking about representative. You know, these people sending their representative. I'll be kind of careful, even in a marriage, that representative still in an actuality stage and hadn't come out and showed their real self. People form themselves how they think you would like them. And a lot of times when they do that, it's going to be a sign being given to you or shown to you who they really are. You come with whistles and bells coming in the beginning, doing everything, then all of a sudden you stop doing. That don't mean you cheat. That means you lost interest. You begin to show your real self and show who you really are because you were putting on that great air just to get in. I always told as an educator, I was an educator, still an educator at this point. They said, finish how you start. I mean, when you go in the first day of, in your classroom, you start off making sure you do what you're supposed to, set your rules, follow your rules. It will carry you always the best. And you end up the same way. You go in there and you don't have the set rules, that's how you're going to finish up. It's going to be a mess. Even in a relationship. Don't come in try to pretend you have all these things when you're really not capable of holding it up. So you can get the girl. They always say, a date to marry and marry today. That's what we're talking about. We call it number 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of this show, I see several people on Facebook, a few people on Instagram, many people on Blog Talk Radio, but we want you to press that button, share your thoughts on it. Press one. You press one if you're calling in. And I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and actually join the conversation by telling us who you are, your location. And then, what's the comment? What's the question? Because we're talking about black women. But you got to understand all these areas that we can identify the various signs. We got to know what cheating really is. We have to know what cheating is. All right, we're going to move to the next one here, which is number 5. She asks questions like, what time are you coming home? I want some of y'all, if you're the ones on Facebook, the ones on Instagram, the ones on Blog Talk Radio, just think about in your relationship, either male or female, I'm just saying vice versa, why the time tell on when you're coming home? Well, first of all, we can look at it two ways. You really want to know, you know, what time you're coming home. So if something happens, people can begin to respond a lot quicker if you don't tell them when you're coming home. So, but if you know that the relationship is kind of rocky, you see things, and you see 5 or 4 of the signs already, and then she asks you when you're coming home. You know, I'm not going to suggest as a Jody or the Midland, but something's not right. Maybe she's trying to figure her time to be out while you out. So we have to be careful, and I'm speaking as a man. You want to hang out all the time. That's the passion of home. You can hang out just as much as home. Not saying you can't go out, and do, but don't make that an everyday opportunity. It don't have to be all the time, because when she began to figure that you out there, he would begin to be out there as well, and it'll beat you home. Time value is important. Sometimes, and I'm going to say it, we get caught up in not understanding time value. But there are some people that plan very well, and they make sure. And in this process, when she's trying to find out what time you come home, when you'll be home, 9 times 10, she's trying to beat you home, or whatever else you can draw that conclusion. Black women, that's the title of the show. Another sign, he smells like men's cologne. Ah, somebody thought the screen is hot. My. Can't watch the spin off. Not only did the scent rely on you when you touch, but when the scent comes to when it's on and come out of the sweat gland, be very careful about that. If you're having those 6 things going on, that the possibility of that going on. The next topic we're going to talk about, and it's so important, about self-pleasure. We're going to get where some people might feel uncomfortable. We want to ask questions in regards to black women. Self-pleasure. Is that cheating? What y'all to tell me? Hold in. Put a little note down on Facebook and let me know. Is that cheating? Answer the question. Is that cheating? Self-pleasure. Some people call it solo sex. Solo sex. You're pledging yourself. Isn't that an intimate form? Cheating is what? An unfair. Just remember the basic definition of cheating. It is what? It is a dishonest, you're being dishonestly, unfairly, in order to gain some validation. Now, if you're out there, if you have to do that, then there's something going on there at home. Something is deep, and it needs to be checked out. If you don't check it out, you got some problems already. You don't think you have problems, you have problems. So self-pleasure or solo, solo sex. That's what it is. Satisfying yourself because that mate is not capable or not willing to do it because their sense of intimacy is somewhere else. It's not with you. Black women don't. Just remember that, black women don't cheat. I gave you some signs when cheating might be going on. I gave you some research base that 6 to 8% in a study done of women have affairs. 6 to 8%. So if you call in that category, if you fall in that category, that's what we're talking about right there. Black women don't see. But those six signs, if you see those six signs going on, there's something occurring. And that means we need to go back to a tip of a healthy relationship. And I explained a little earlier. I see some people joining me at this time, and we talked about those five tips. You know, self-love, trust, honesty, communication, connection, all of these to whether or not you're going to respect each other. If I respect you, I have a sense of I know if I love you, I love myself, and I'm going to love you just as much. If I have respect that I will not lie to you, then I am working and being in the honesty category. Because I'm honest with myself. You have to be honest with yourself. And if you're honest with yourself, you can be honest with it. And it won't be no doubt of honesty. And I'm going back there because we're talking about cheating. Black women don't. And the help and tips are there. Now, as I mentioned, communication, connection, all of that's important. And we want you to make sure you understand those. And once you lose some of the things, six signs talk about honesty. Gave you examples of what a person could be doing as your mate. It's not honest. Gave you an example of trustworthiness. Gave you an example of communication. Gave you an example of a connection. If you no longer have the connection, sometimes we don't have a connection from the beginning, but we try to make that connection work. And it just don't work like that. When you connect with a person from the first time you meet them, because there's something from within, the internal part of you, saying that this person, touching of interest. We have to keep that in mind. Back to Black Women OT. Call in at 347. Chat with me now, 347-857-4192. This is Dr. Lowe, and he's a relationship guru. Have no filter. We're just talking about self-pleasure, solo sex. Solo sex, as we were saying, is, you know, you're pleasuring yourself. The question, are you cheating? I might have several people saying, no, you're not. But how do you define it? And we define, just listen to, again, the definition for cheating. It says, it's act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage. If you self-pleasure yourself, are you trying to gain an advantage? I want you to think about it, because we're going to talk about it. Solo sex. You're pleasuring yourself. Is that cheating? You think about it. We're going to move to the next topic because our time is pressing. We've got about 14 minutes left, and we're pressing with our time. Again, communication. One of the most important things, as we said, a part of the relationship tip for a healthy relationship is communicating. I gave you some examples when she's no longer communicating with you. She's no longer talking when she's around you. That means it's a possibility there's some interest somewhere else. It's no guarantee. I might be writing that a different narrative what you believe. It's fine. But if you don't have the five tips, then communication is one of the five tips for a healthy relationship. It's very important. Then something is lacking. Not communicating with you, to communicate with something. Nobody said it's communicating with another man. She could be communicating with her best friend, with her mom, whatever it may be. But the key to a healthy relationship is not she will find somebody to me. All of us want. Getting an unfair advantage. Just remember, she's honestly, unfairly, in order to get an advantage. Not communicating with you, communicating with somebody. And we have to keep that in mind. Calling number here 7-857-4192. I want to take your thoughts, press one. Identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Again, I want you to tell us who you are, your location, comment your questions, your thoughts, your words of wisdom. Whatever you may have, you have the opportunity to call in. We look forward to talking to you on Facebook. Those on individuals on Facebook, type in something. Let me know what you think. Tell me how you feel. It's okay. I'm good because that's what we're talking about. This is a healthy opportunity to grow. You remember I said something about relationships before I move to the next two topics I have on the agenda tonight or the format tonight. I believe that's, in my eyes, there's four forms of relationship. And I always tell you when you first meet somebody, it falls in that first tier. I call them tier, which is associate. You know, it's probably about 6 years ago. And I was down with my grandson and his auntie, my son's sister, graduated from law. And mom was asking her about a young man that she had an interest in the last time she had an interest. And she quickly said, Auntie, that's an associate. And it ran by me pretty fast. I didn't know exactly what I'm not an associate. So we can define that when you first meet, you really don't know a whole lot about him. So they fall in that category. And they're associate, you meet them. You know their name, you get to know. But sometimes God puts people together, bring them together. You find out a lot happen a lot faster than when you just meet somebody. So that first first lead them, that's their social. Now, if you want to get to know more about them, you now want to fall into the category of acquainting. I mean, you get acquainted with them. You're asking them questions, you're saying thoughts, you want to say, you know, you want to check each other, spend some time together, just spend some time talking and sharing thoughts with each other. You fall in that category of acquainting. You can fall to the next category, which is fourth. Third, you know, friendship. Remember, we said it's so important to have friendship within in your marriage. You got to have friendship meaning between you and your spouse. You got to be friends. And so it is certain types of friendship relationship. You know, we get on Facebook and people kid me every now and then. They say, well, you know, we can't never get in. You got 5,000 Facebook friends. I said, well, that was a super awesome name when it came on Facebook to call everybody your friend, but everybody's not your friend. They may be on Facebook. They open enough to communicate with you, but they're not your friend. And if you have someone in that relationship, that third tier, you consider your friend, you mean you went through the first two steps. And I think that does happen, and it happened on Facebook with some people. When a lot of time you accept that friend request, they send you a friend request, you accept it. Then they'll come back and they'll say, thank you for accepting my friendship request. You're now connected. Now you're beginning the deal because everybody and most of the people you accept on Facebook, you already went to your profile. I always have to be very, very careful about people when you look at them and see their request and look at their profile, they don't have anything in their profile. And I don't mean something terrible over there. That's not basically not having anything in it. You know nothing about that person. But that's one of the loneliest feelings to have when you say this person's a friend you don't know anything about. Just because you don't have that information you need. So classifying that person falls back in point. They are not a friend, fall in the friendship category. Family, you can let your family fall in that category with friends because you got a lot of the elements of family and what you expect out of your friend as well in the friendship category. And last but not least is romantic. Here. Intimate. So we're talking about black women and we're saying cheating is pretty much you are getting unfair advantage that leads you to an intimate relationship. I gave you six signs. We talked about solo sex. Now we're talking about communication. We talked about the various phases of a healthy relationship, tips of healthy relationship. And we just talked about the types of relationships. Next thing we're going to touch on, we're down about 7 minutes. A sexless marriage. Oh, wow. It is important. When you marry someone, you want to consummate that marriage. But it gets to the point where you're not interested, but when you're married, be intimate with your partner. It's not saying he's cheating. That's not saying that. But if something is lost there, remember one of the five tips to a healthy relationship is connection. You had a connection, now you lost that connection. If she's not interested in you anymore, as we said earlier, she's going to find somebody else. That's some about solo sex. We'll find somebody else to replace that as well if you're not able to do it. So be very careful about that. You have to know that mate. You have to understand your mate, your significant other, your wife, your husband, you know, whatever in regards to that relationship you have, and you're intimate with that person, only intimate with that one person. respect, responsibility. You're responsible to each other. And that's what it's all about. What category you want to put that in when you say black women don't cheat? Respect, responsibility, communication, and connection. You're not having those things, pretty much gonna have a situation, not a very successful situation. Title of our show, Black Women Don't Cheat. And last but not least, one of the things that once you realize the signs are recognized, doing some things to satisfy yourself, you try to find out when you're coming home or when you, what time you're leaving, you don't have any sex in your marriage, then 9 times out of 10, she had found her boy toy. For a man, to my side chick. That was the thing. So now we're looking at a situation, a boy toy. And that boy toy is satisfied her more than you can. Even though you're married to her. And I think if you're getting to that point, you've lost that dash from the decision that you make. It's so amazing. I was kind of telling the story. I had a did with one of the first shows a while ago, and I received later on because I opened my email up so you can email me, tweet me, pretty much message me, message me, and anything. I got a long text from one of the listeners, and it was talking about on a mission in Africa, meeting someone, and was undecided when she come back to the state. She's married. How she's gonna handle that situation? How she's gonna handle it? Because she didn't fail for that person because her husband don't do something the same. And I always tell people, we're gonna get to the nitty gritty is that if you don't communicate, let individuals know what they need to do, they will never be able to meet whatever standards you're asking. So she said that she didn't know what to do. But that person was over there, met him on the mission, and he was going back and forth to ask because he didn't know where. I said, well, first of all, my husband don't do all the things and don't say all the things he say. I said, well, I told him simply, I said, my advice to you, did you tell your husband? Have you talked to your husband? You found your boyfriend, and boyfriend telling you everything. They represent what you want it to represent. And you're more geared. You want an unfair advantage. That's what you want. You're not getting it here, but you want to get it there. Why not get with that individual and work with them? Tell them what you want. Tell them what you want. Black women don't cheat. Black women have voice for. In other words, a statue. A statue. In Spanish. Boy. That's what we're talking about. Just around, just close this thing out. Black women don't cheat. I gave you some research based information. 68% of women do cheat, 74% of men do cheat. Sometimes we leave in the categories we shouldn't leave. But if you got a commitment made to develop a strong relationship with that significant other or that mate, remember those 5 tips to be successful. Self-love. Remember trust. Remember honesty. Remember communication. And remember, connection. You got those 5 things in that relationship. It can be very helpful. Remember exactly the kind of relationship you really want to have. Remember what kind of sphere do it fall in? Do it fall in the associate sphere when you just meet them? Acquaintance sphere? Do it fall in the friendship sphere? Or it falls in the romance sphere? What do you want? Can't start off and go straight to the romantic without going to the other. You're going to go through the social, and you're going to go through the points of whether you like it or not, Because if you want, if you meet somebody and talk with them one time, just associate. Okay, I met you and see me at a house. But if I want to know more about you, I got to get acquainted. I got to get acquainted. I want to talk with you. I want to find what's going on. You pass numbers. You do whatever. Or you fall in that category. Now we want to develop a friendship. We're moving beyond just getting acquainted. We got to know enough to be friends. And then we'll move to a relationship partner. One on step, hold up. That's where it's set up in fear. If you're going to be successful in a relationship. Black women don't cheat. It's been awesome tonight. I really enjoy talking about this topic. We are right at that 8 o'clock hour. And it was so good to have a chance to talk with you. Now, we'll be back tomorrow night, not with this show, but we will be with our sports show, Talking Sports Plus, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are be attacking some of the hottest topics. The Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historic Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeast part of the United States. We'll talk about week zero, which is last week. Now it's week one. All of the historical Black colleges and universities, all of your PWIs are going to be playing football, ready to go. You got your high schools enrolling. That was week zero with the high school last week. We got our middle school going to be kicking up. All of this is happening. So we're ready to talk sports at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus. I host the show. It's Dr. Lorenzo Smith. My co-hosts are Tony Stallworth, shout out Tony Stallworth, Lauren D. Smith, Tremaine the King Edwards, as well as Daryl the E-Train Elliott, and Cameron Gibbs. And each one of those will be joining us tomorrow night, and we'll be talking about sports, and I want you to make sure you join us tomorrow night. If you have anything else to do, or you do have things, just put it on your calendar that I'm going to listen to the show. Yeah, like I said, you can call in 347-857-4192. Go to the web link, walk around, do what you need to do, listen to it on the headphones, and make sure you're part of this. We have a total of 7 shows. We're heard in 15 countries, including the United States. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We also have an Anchor podcast. We also have a YouTube television. And we're just trying to bring the word to you. This is God's will, and we will do his what he desires to do. We appreciate you joining tonight. It's been an outstanding show tonight, and I want to give a shout out to those people who's joined us. I always do that now. I make sure I give them a shout out. I'm going to start off with Kendrick Lufa. It says Kendra Lufa Vesta. And you know, y'all have a. And I'm going to get your name because I'm going to go on because your Facebook on this too. That's Kendra. We have Monique Sunshine Boyd. Hey, Monique, how you doing? Appreciate you joining us. Over on Instagram, we have Shay underscore Boogie, which is Shay Brown. Appreciate it. Kenny Brown. Tenora Brown. Appreciate you, Tenora. We all have also have Nicole Sharon Brown. She's an author. She's over there. Mississippi, out of Louisiana, but she's in Mississippi. We have Charlie's Angel, that's Jennifer Jackson. Appreciate you, Jennifer Jackson. Katrina Felder, my son, my frat son, Leonard Jumpstar Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. How you doing, brother? Appreciate you joining us. Dr. Deborah Spears. Dr. Spears, thank you so much for joining us. Shamara Hendrick, Tamika. Rashad Rasan, Ivan Johnson, Denise Steffi, all out of California. How you doing, Denise? Appreciate you joining us. You joined us last night as well. Barbie Bryant, Jackie Daphne, one of my frat brothers. Jackie, how you doing, brother Frat? Brother Frat, brother Jack. He's down there working at Hillcrest Evergreen High School, the principal. Congratulations. Keep on grinding, my brother. We have Deacon Reginald Ruth, my nephew. Thank you, Deacon Ruth. Deborah E. Hutchinson, appreciate you so much. I'm trying to see what you had down at the bottom. Not sure. I see a symbol. I can't see it. kind of small, but you will remember. Nanette Conley, Valerie Basin, Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod, Dr. Scott Holmes, Reginald Fred Fowler. Reginald played football back in middle school for me here in Montgomery, Alabama at Cloverdale Junior High School. And I do appreciate you, Reginald. You got a Mobile joint. Fred Fowler, we call him. Miles Brown, another one of the football players at the high school that I coached over in Butler County. Miles Brown, he's a football and basketball player, went on and received his educational certification. And he was a coach at that McKenzie School, the school that he went to, and I coached him at, and became the principal as well. Belinda Samples out of Texas. How you doing, Belinda? My sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Awesome to have you on here two nights in a row, Belinda. Thank you so much. Okay. Toya B. Daniels. Thank you, Toya. And she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta. I give a shout out. She made it sure I can see that 106 in the red. So I'll give her that shout out. Tony Gillum Harrison and Jennifer Herring Burt. Jennifer works with the State Department of Education in the state of Alabama. And she worked out in career tech. She was a career tech director at the same time. Also worked in Lyons County in the early years of administration as well. Two nights. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for joining us. Spread the word. Let them know. Even Career Tech can come on one of these programs I have here out of the 7th and share their thoughts with people not only just here throughout the country and call out 7 places where people are, but all over the world. See what they're doing in Alabama, getting the word out of Swordfoot. It's been awesome tonight. It's always good to have an opportunity to come before you. Just remember, Black women don't cheat. I gave you some examples of things that occur. You draw your own conclusions, but I tell you, it's been awesome, and I'm so happy to have the opportunity to be here before you. I'm enjoying it. Talk about our show on Wednesday night, as I stated, talking 2+, then on Friday, we have a show at 2:30, and that show is called Ballin' with the Doc. I have the host to talk about the hottest sports topic, and we'll be on Facebook, we'll be on Instagram, as well as we're going to be on Blog Talk Radio. So check us out on Friday as well. We're excited about having a chance. We got a big weekend of sports coming up. We got Labor Day coming up on Sunday. Have a good time. Take care of yourself. If you don't check back with me on tomorrow or either on Friday, we'll look forward to having you next week, which next week will be on Thursday, and we'll have our Thursday, we'll have the Minister's Challenge Show. We're not having it this week, but she'll be on the show with her. She's the host of the Minister's Challenge Show. That's Minister Shannon People, Minister Hendrick People, as well as Elder Tyndale Knight. They'll be joining us on next Thursday with that show. And they started off their show talking about Black men don't cheat. I'm talking about Black women don't cheat. So we're excited about having all these stores in existence. But check us out now. We're ready to make things do what it do. Again, it's been awesome tonight. We're about to close it off. We're at 8:08, a little bit beyond the time. So I'm going to play some music to close this out. And I want you to make sure you join us when we're aired on the various nights. Check me out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BRLDAlbertoSmith. That's my Facebook page. You can see exactly what's going on with us. And keep in mind, you know, we just want to have some fun and enjoy ourselves. And I'm strolling through some music here. It might be, you know, that's the way you like it. Or it might be some happy feelings here before I let you go. Because if you're in a situation where Black women don't cheat and you're cheating, you got to make a decision whether you're going to let it go. So I have an awesome night. My hashtag. Last but not least, I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night.